Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Say goodbye to diluted creams and serums that are often made up of 70% water and 15% preservatives, leaving minimal space for the ingredients your skin craves. The scientists behind Fiber Skincare have spent 15 years perfecting nanofibers, which are 500 times smaller than human hair. And just 1 year ago, they patented a way of wrapping these nanofibers around oil or liquid-based ingredients. The result was a formula that delivers five times more active ingredients compared to creams or serums with no need for fillers like water preservatives or emulsifiers. The first formulation made with this technology is a plant-based anti-wrinkle set of patches that you use over 7 days, applying them just like your favorite serums. Your skin will feel tighter in 10 seconds, and over 7 days, the program is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles by 19.4%. In fact, they have a tighter skin guarantee where if your skin isn't tighter in 7 days, they will give you your money back, no questions asked. Go to fiberskincare.com and use code UNFILTERED for 15% off.
You know why? You know why friends are so much better than husbands?
Tell.
Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
Natalie, what do I do?
I hope it's giddy giddy.
This is Kat Nat coming at you live on a podcast, otherwise known as Mom Truth, and we're thinking of changing that name. So that's just a little tip for you.
Yeah, just so you guys know, like, feel free to always make suggestions. Our community is what helps us create our vision. And when we went to go meet,
hold on, sorry, I'm gonna make this erect. This thing erect. Mm-hmm. Okay, there we go.
When we went to go do our next tour, and we asked people what it was going to be called, and we did Off the Rails.
Yeah.
It was your suggestion, so, you know.
Oh, I love that. Let's go back to them for what we should call this.
Because we know it's business, but because it's
where's your drink?
It's right here.
Oh, my God.
But it's also comedy, and it's Kat and Nat Off the Rails, so something along the lines that would give a little bit of a better indication, because the funniest part is that we were nominated for an iHeart Radio Music Award in the parenting category.
We sure were.
And the people that we were up against literally do podcasts that
children. Oh, God, my husband is cleaning outside right now. He's cleaning. He's cleaning out upstairs. You know what that's like?
See, that's annoying.
Yeah, that's totally annoying. Like, what, you can't keep your shit together when I'm not here,
like,
can you?
Like, he's been here 5 minutes, and he's out in the lawn picking up shit.
Get with the kids. Get with the fucking kids.
And also, I made you a big dinner. Sit down and eat it.
He ate it. They need to get outside.
Yeah. We'll figure that out. So, anyways, but I was also going to say, today we did a podcast with these amazing two single...
So, this is Friday, and you guys can find it yesterday. We are doing two podcasts today, but one will release today and one will release tomorrow.
And it's crazy because these are two single moms and they work full time, and then they started this podcast. And, you know, it was so funny when they were saying like, used to just be something like I felt like they were speaking our words or what was in my head. They were like, you know, we thought we'd do a podcast because, you know, when you start a podcast, it's usually because like you or you and your friend, you could talk for hours and why not record it and let other people listen to it? So she's like, oh, I thought, no problem. Totally. Like, I can talk forever. And then she's like, every time it's Wednesday again and I know that we need to deliver, it's like, oh my God, I can't believe a week has passed. And then they were saying how, like, you know, I mean, you guys will definitely be able to, like, catch this podcast. And if you haven't yet, make sure you check it out. But they're like, we usually never quit. We never take breaks. But yesterday we just realized that we needed to take a break. And these are also two Black women who are single mothers, who are running businesses and jobs. And they're exhausted from everything, right? But... so she was like, we did a podcast that was only 10 minutes. And I thought to myself, I totally know how they feel. And unfortunately, they don't live together, but we do three a fucking week.
I know.
Which is crazy. But I mean, I guess we don't have...
okay, it pays the bills.
They have full-time jobs.
Yeah.
Outside of that, and this is our full-time job.
I mean, it doesn't pay the bills. It could be an avenue that is the least intrusive for ads, which means that a lot of businesses and a lot of digital media, they make a ton of money. Influencers make money by partnering with brands. And why people find that so controversial, I don't know, because it's what TV shows do all the time. It's what magazines do all the time. It's what concerts do all the time. So all they're doing is using their platform to do an ad. And if you know it's an ad, you know it's a bot spot. So if they're going to do something positive about it, well, it's, and they'll all say that we're aligned with it and I love the product. Listen, we love every product. Do we mean we use it all the time? No, we can try. I can like Nike and Adidas. Like, yeah. I'm not just Adidas.
No, and honestly, sometimes they will send us the product to try, and we're like, this is fucking awesome. Like, listen, if it was terrible or toxic or harmful, we would endorse it.
We don't do that shit, though.
No, we don't do that shit. And, like, they send us something, and we're like, yeah, this would be wicked. I wish I'd found this on my own, and I would love to use this, so I'm going to recommend it to other people.
Yeah, but let's be honest. We get paid to say it.
Of course.
Right?
Of course. Like, and so that's why, you know, podcast is a part of our business, and obviously for these women, it is as well, and that's why they're... they are part of the same network as us and why they continue to do it every Wednesday. But I felt that, you know, it's like...
I want to see how much they grew today. I was so excited for them when
them. They were literally like, I feel like we are the Black version of Kat and Nat, and Kat and Nat are the white version of us.
I laughed when they said that. You know what? Awesome.
But honestly, there's something about the synergies of when we talk to them. That honestly, when we first started, I was like, okay, we got to do a podcast. And I'm sure they felt the same way.
She said it.
Yeah.
She's like, I don't know why I'm here. And then she's like, now I know why I'm here. Because, I mean, it's very, we look very confusing.
Well, and I mean, also, like, I mean, I think she was also talking about the first time we did the ACAST thing, too, with them. But, like, it actually happens more often than I think, is that sometimes you're like, you've got to go do your job, and you're like, okay. And sometimes it really does feel like a job.
Yes.
Like when you're getting interviewed for something, or you know it's good for your brand, but you're like, oh my God, like I wish this is over in the next 60 seconds.
Uh-oh.
So when we started with them, I was like, okay, like I love these girls to death. And in any other situation where we didn't have 7 kids and it's been COVID and like all of that, I would be like, oh my God, we could talk forever. 4 minutes into the conversation, I could have talked to them all day long.
Right. No, I know.
There is something about people like you, and we call them PLUs, people like you, people that think the same way you do, people who have kind of the same morals that you do.
Yep.
And
I'm just seeing if Lexi got our mom truth for tomorrow, because apparently it didn't
upload. And the other thing is that's crazy is that we were talking about, like, people judging you, like, as a business, as a woman, as a mother, and all the judgment that happens.
Right.
And she was saying that her ex judges her, and she goes back and forth from thinking, was I a hoe in my 20s, or was I a free, liberal feminist?
I hate hoe. You know what I mean?
But like, either way, you know?
Hoe. You know what? If it was a guy, he'd be a stud. And this is a joke.
I know. So, anyways.
Our children are downstairs screaming like lunatics. Like, mama doesn't work. You know what I mean? Like, mama doesn't work. Mama works.
Yeah. So, anyways, it's just so interesting, like, from a mom's perspective and a woman. We were talking a lot about relationships, men, expectations, and all of that. So,
I mean, about sexuality, so, relationships, yeah. perspectives, single motherhood, body confidence.
We really did cover it all. And unfortunately,
how dating brought more body confidence. How marriage is harder.
That is very interesting. And I really like that.
I agree with her. And how marriage is often harder than being single. And how you don't get a break. She goes, I think of all of you who are married. And I think, oh my God, they don't get a break. Like, she's like, I have a baby. Like,
dude, I mean, we don't get a break from our partners either. At least when you're dating, you don't live in the same house. Nor here nor there. When we were like, we knew all day that we wanted to come do this podcast, and we're very excited about Late Night Live.
Oh
and
my God.
It's like at the very last set, we made them dinner. We figured out the fucking technology. We greeted our husbands.
Greeted. I hate that word. You know what?
Or whatever. Well, we did.
No, I know. I'm kind of like, we have to greet them and we have to be like, and then okay, hi.
We had 4 seconds. Like, it was like a rush to get ready.
You know why? You know why friends are so much better than husbands?
Tell.
Because you don't have to greet a friend.
A lot of friends greet each other.
Yeah, they're not real friends. Real friends are like, yo, bitch. Or like if they're doing something, the other friend just walks in and helps themselves to the fridge. Relationships are tricky because expectations are set of how they should be treated. Where friends, it's just like, I'm lucky to have you. You're lucky. I really do believe the marriage model has to move more into less expectations of what you think that person should be.
And more of a partnership.
More of a partnership. And like, stop putting your shit on me, because I think in marriage, you carry their trauma from a childhood, and unless you're aware of your trauma, you carry that shit with you, and you have to take care of that trauma. Now, that's because most people don't take care of their own shit. Now, trauma, everyone's like, I didn't have a traumatic childhood. Everyone had some sort of, you know, like, everyone's gone through something, and most people don't process it. So when you marry someone and you see their family, like, that's some fucked up shit, but they don't see it as fucked up shit. But you're like, I know why you are how you are because of some things that other people in your life have created around you, whether it's too strict, not strict enough, not communicative, too communicative, like whatever it is, right? Everyone's got something. So when you get married, you basically are like, now you got to carry that load, unless you take care of your own load. And then,
oh no, in the majority of the time, exactly. You're right. They don't deal with it. So now they're passing their load on to you. Mm-hmm. And now it's almost like it's your issue to deal with.
Yes.
It's your issue to deal with. Oh my God. Totally.
So I'm like, so but weird, friendship, like,
I didn't grow up. Cause you're like, I didn't grow up with these issues. And now all of a sudden I have to understand your issues in order to help deal with you.
And friendship, there's no codependency in most marriages. Just have codependency, which means that there's the belief that you need each other versus choosing each other. So when you need each other, it's like this weird relationship because you're constantly letting that other person down because you can't always be that person's person. And they're like, you've got to be everything. You are supposed to be this and this and this. And when you're not that, they're like, you're a bad, like in their heads, they're like, you're this. And you're like, dude, like, or woman, like, you know, I know a lot of women who expect a lot from their partners to do everything for them because they believe that, like, for example, I know someone who expects the husband to come home from work to make sure they can bathe and put the children to bed. Even if they want to go for a boys' night, they have to come home and put the children to bed. Like, it's like the expectation is, I do this, you must come. Like, it's not a partnership, it's rules versus like unwritten rules, or like a man who's like, I don't even think people think they're rules, but they've created these rules because they get mad at their spouse when they don't do it. So these rules have been created without talking.
Well, and you know, that's a good point. And I think about that we are writing a new book, and I mean, I don't think there's any secret to that. It's taking us, me too.
You are?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Yeah. I'm very drunk.
Yeah.
That's what I'm drinking.
Okay. That's the first drink?
Yeah.
Oh, God damn it. So, so we're writing a book, and I'm going to be like, hey, this is our business podcast. This book is, it's ironic. Okay, hold on. So this book is harder to write than the first one.
Yeah.
For lots of reasons, COVID being one of them.
Yeah, fucking COVID.
I saw, what's her name? Natalie, like literally blank. I'm seeing her face. The country singer with the blonde hair that was an American Idol.
Brittany Aldean.
No, American Idol. The winner.
Carrie Underwood.
Carrie Underwear. I like to call her that. She wrote a book, and it's sort of like a lifestyle book. I've never heard of it. I never saw it. But she was on Rachel Ray, and I caught it this week when I turned on the television.
Okay.
She was saying how writing the book was so hard because the idea of the book, I assume, and what I took from it, was that it's a, like things that she does in her life to make her life healthy and all that. But when you do a certain exercise, doing it on a video is one thing.
Yes.
Writing it in words is very difficult.
Yes.
So she said, and she's like, and she's like, for me, scrambling an egg, I mean, I don't even imagine that you need to explain that to people. And Rachel Ray said the same thing because she's written a lot of books. You think things that come naturally to you are second nature to other people, but you have to explain it.
It's like, it is literally like, how do you make a grilled cheese? Pardon? How do you not know how to make a grilled cheese?
I am obviously above 30. I want
I don't know about you. I'm not above 30.
I wanted to make a hard-boiled egg, Kat, and I had to
ask you how to do it. Right.
Like, do you know what I mean? Like, so that means that if someone told me in a cookbook how to, if they just said, get a hard-boiled egg, I'd say, how do you hard-boiled egg? Now, I am a chef.
Right.
I am a cook.
Right.
But I don't know anything that has rules. Like, you know, anyways. So
I understand what you're saying.
Because that needs a specific method to make it happen.
Right.
So I don't know any of these calculations. So she was saying, anyways, how hard it is for her, was for her to write the book. And she basically was saying to Rachel, I don't want to write another book. It's too hard.
I said the same thing to you.
So I know. And so then, but Rachel was like, be careful, or not be careful, but watch out. Like, you'll get, this book will come out. And Carrie's like, if people come up to me and say, listen, your book changed the way that I think about this, and I was able to help people, I might say, okay, I want to do it again. But she's like, I'm going to need a lot of time between that.
I feel that too.
I feel that too. So right now when we're writing our second book, it is very hard because the first one was very simple, talking about like being a new mom and all of that. It's like these experiences.
It was like second nature
to just, it rolled off of our tongues. And now, you know, everyone's like, not like 95% of what's in your book cannot be found anywhere else online. And it has to be new stories.
I mean, I don't know who made that rule.
I don't know who made
like,
that rule either.
Why? Like, why?
Why? Because why? You didn't catch every post we did in every Mom Truth. And plus, seeing it in words is different than hearing it.
Exactly.
These are the rules they're giving us. And it has been very hard to be able to sit down and talk. Now, when we do, everyone's like, great, we love your stories. You're doing a good job.
No, this story is deja vu. I feel like we've talked about this before that we're having a... No?
I don't think the book, no. I mean, not that I know of. I mean, honestly, I came to some epiphanies this week about the book.
Like, I just got a strawberry.
Yeah, I put strawberries in there.
Oh my God.
Like some big epiphanies about the whole thing.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
As moms, we are often juggling a million and one things. With our kids going in a million different directions and taking care of everyone else can mean that we often forget about ourselves. It's time to reclaim a little me time with some well-deserved self-care. And for us, that doesn't have to mean a lot. It can be picking a favorite product and taking a little extra time to do our daily routine. Dime Beauty offers clean, high-end skincare that is affordable, and it really works. Dime didn't sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. They are 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. You know we don't have the energy to remember the order of a 10-step routine, so we love that the Work system keeps things simple for us and has everything you need in one powerful package with a gentle cleanser, a toner, two incredible serums, and two luxurious moisturizers. Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their beauty reviews are literally all 5 stars. If you haven't checked out Dime, it's time. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com.
You've had a lot of epiphanies
yes,
this week.
I have, because number one is that. Number two, it's about that, what's his name? David.
Right, okay.
That people will tell you your idea's not good, your product won't work, you're a bad mom. But if you can't let, it's like, I'll never forget where I was when my mom told me,
yes,
your teacher doesn't know everything, so you don't need to listen. You don't have to basically treat them like they're a god.
And then
the same thing happened when they got their report cards today. It's like children
I love that the one goes, but Kat said I don't have to listen to that person. I'm like, exactly, because both of our kids, who I'm not going to say the kids because God, I know a lot of our teachers listen to this podcast, but two kids got the report card.
Who happened to be the hardest working children of the bunch.
And I could tell they were crushed. And I really struggle with what people think makes a good student and what a good student is. And I don't think we have any right to grade a child to make them feel badly about going to school every single day, all day, and pouring their heart. No child is not trying. And if they're not trying, it's because they don't have the confidence to try, especially at a young age. So if we keep telling children who are trying their best, well, you get a satisfactory, or you get a C+, or you get a thing.
And in this case, it's important to note that, like, when you're in high school, your marks are based on tests that you take and projects you hand in, that is your work.
Yeah.
When you're younger than that, the teacher's making
interpretation.
It's interpretation.
And so we are fundamentally shaping the way they think about themselves based on one person's opinion. It's not like there's a board of people who weigh in on your child and are like, you know what? Like, imagine we gave every child an A. Okay, I'm not saying that this is the answer. All I'm saying, to build their confidence in life, to make them feel like they're worth something. Because imagine how many kids don't feel worth something. And we have children that are privileged, that, you know, have white skin. So right off the bat, their life is a lot easier. They have
access to technology, resources,
food, clothing. They don't have to worry about who's going to take care of them. And one mark makes them kind of feel like, oh my God, maybe I'm not as great as I thought
I
was.
So immediately she could tell her daughter didn't feel good about herself after getting the report card. And I knew my son did too. And we were sitting at dinner tonight and we were going around, we were all having a conversation. And when it got to him and his mind drew a blank, he was like, oh wait, what am I talking about? He immediately said, that's why I got a satisfactory, not a good or an excellent.
Exactly.
He immediately was like, I forgot and I wasn't thinking on my toes. That's why I'm not very good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Immediately thought that.
Yeah. So we're...
This isn't what... And meanwhile, he is that good.
And
But now this report card's making him think he's not that
and
good.
And it will keep So two report cards a year, no matter how hard you work, in one moment, it literally slaughters them at the knees.
Like, they feel like, okay, now I got to start again. All again next year.
So
and just try harder.
I really struggle with, you know, I don't think there should be grades. I think there should be strengths and things you can work on. So, like, this is your strength. You are so good at this. You're not like, just should be like, here is where you are excellent. And here is where...
Here's what's terrible,
feedback.
Too, is that they have... This is what's confusing, is they have E, S...
EGS.
And then ABCD in the same report card. So my son's like, what's better, an A or an E? And I'm like, well, different categories are ranked in a different way. And that's really confusing.
Really confusing.
Atta girl. I like where we're going tonight. She's calling up again, kids.
Yeah. And I know why my daughter, she got a great report card by all standards. But she saw a C+ on there and she was like, what the fuck is that? Oh my God. Teddy needs to get the dog. Oh my God. This is a disaster. Oh my God. The dog is wild. Oh my God.
So we have dog. We have our dog.
Oh
here.
My God.
And then the neighbor has
Olivia's on it. Olivia's on it.
Oh, Olivia. But then Olivia's got to be around that teenage boy.
It doesn't matter. He's 20 something. It's fine. Mm-hmm. Okay. I need to tell Teddy right away.
You know, this is all such a good point of like, you don't. Like I said, I'll never forget. I remember where I was sitting in the car with my mom when my mom let me know, your teacher doesn't know everything and what they say isn't always right. Know that you respect them because of your teacher.
Oh my God, they're gone. Oh but my like, God, they're gone. Hold oh this. God oh damn God
no,
damn.
I am.
I'm trying. He's probably putting Chloe to bed. Oh but my like, God, I'm going to call.
But and that's why when you feel like, oh my God.
Yeah, this is really bad. This is really bad. And he should not follow. Okay, hold on. Oh, fucking hell.
Is he alone there? Where's our people? Where's
Teddy? Okay, we gotta go. Hold on. I gotta get Olivia.
I got this.
Okay, I'm gonna go call Bo. Hold on. Okay. Oh, my God.
She just said I'm gonna go call Bo, which is her dog. You can't call Bo. Oh, no. Oh, she is gonna call Bo. She's calling. Okay.
So,
anyways, I think it's really important that, like, it's like, I watch America's Got Talent and I see people who are terrible singers, but like their parents have told them, you're such a good singer, keep going. And they're like, I don't understand. This is so confusing because, you know, I think I'm good and my parents have always told me good. Now that's not okay.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
So anywho, there was an idea that was pitched to us years ago. And the second I saw it, I initially felt it was such a great idea. Like, and I was just like, I just think this is so good. If I was a person, I would want this content. And it got pushed away because agents and managers were like, you don't need this person. You don't need this idea. You could do this yourself, which I guess under like the rules of the way it goes, that's true. But for me, I cannot shake that I would love to do that project. And I reached out after years last night to the person who pitched it. And I said, listen, I still think it's amazing. He wrote back a long email. We haven't talked in a long time. And he's like, you know, your team basically was unresponsive and to them, which they were. But to us, they said, we don't want to do this. This isn't good for you. But, you know, another opportunity like it has not come up. And he said, I still believe in the concept and the content as much as I did back then. And I'm like, me fucking too. Like, I love it. It's,
I love this. It's so fun.
I just don't know how to make it happen. But I think, like, don't give up if you really, you have an idea.
This is amazing.
I know.
You see the dog is running.
Is any of our family over there helping?
I mean, they're Bo's in.
In where?
Side.
What?
We saw her run. Apparently they got her back.
What?
I said, do you see her?
So the only other little dog is missing?
Now the dog is back. I don't know what is
going
on.
Are we all cocktailing with these teenagers later? Or what?
Oh my god, can we go do that? Okay, we gotta go.
You know that when you went over to their house today and I heard you, I'm like, I'm fucking coming. You saw me come. I'm like, you're not going to hang out.
They're all in bikinis. He's in socks. I mean, let's get Shakira to go over there tonight. Like, hey now.
You guys should fall. Oh my god.
He stepped in mud. Deep, dark mud. It's like, shit. Oh my god, he's gonna hate us. Oh my god, all the kids are watching.
Oh, someone bit him too. He got bitten. Wait, is he coming over?
He's gotta get his Lola.
Why is he coming over?
Get Lola.
Oh, this is a joke. You know, we should tell them we're famous on Instagram.
I'll do that. Oh my god. It's Late Night Live. Kitty is Liddy. I am so thankful for all of you.
How the fuck did they get Bo back?
We saw her bolt. Apparently she came back.
She's a good dog.
Mark says no.
I don't agree. The fact that she disappeared into the abyss and somehow she's back.
I think I got my period.
Well, how come you're winking?
Because I don't have it, but I have it. I feel like it tonight.
Yeah, well.
I don't feel like giving the pink taco.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Because it's Thursday.
Yeah. I set the bar too high. Looking at me. Well, you do share rooms with Nanny.
Oh, by the way.
Yes.
She snores too.
You can hear her.
Oh, yeah. I don't care. I do too.
Why don't you put your sleep app on?
Dude, it was on.
And you can hear?
Don't you tell her.
I know she snores when she gets to Shakan too. It roars.
No, but I do too.
You need to turn up louder.
No, I don't. Listen, I woke up really early. This is the thing about the pills you give me. I sleep. I don't even know life. And then okay. I wake up. And I wake up early. And I don't go back to bed. But then I laid in bed for a while. And TG had a breakdown.
Yeah.
So then I fell asleep. And TG goes, why are you snoring? I'm like, I don't know. No, so you're almost snoring late. Like, I was awake for like a couple of hours listening.
Wow.
But it doesn't bother me at all. Note that.
So you snore, Mark. This is the snoring corner.
I snore. My mom snores.
So what, are these snores, walls Mark like snores. A paper thin?
You should... Can you reiterate that to Mark? Say, just so you know.
Yeah.
Put on your sleep app because the walls are really thin.
Grandma told you. And Grandma walked in and was like, those walls are very thin. I'll write a note on the wall. These walls are very thin.
Mark will probably think it's fun to have sex silent.
Silent sex.
Dirty but silent.
Okay. Well, that could be fun.
No, it's not.
No.
Screw you. With a lover.
I'm not saying.
Screw you.
Look, he's not in here right now.
Okay.
I'm just saying, if you were a stranger...
When you say lover, you're in a party.
Yes. Or you're in his parents' house.
Yeah, I've done that.
Yeah. It's fun to have sex in their parents' house because they think they don't want to do it and you're like, let's just do it.
No, oh my god, I totally did it with a guy speaking up.
It's my drink.
I did it with a guy and his whole family was downstairs. Mm. And then it was my boyfriend. And actually
this is my boyfriend.
Fine. And we did it and then we went down for dinner.
Do you know once?
Here we go.
I should save it.
God.
I'm going to save it for late night life.
Don't you dare forget it.
I won't forget it.
Okay, we got to go.
Red.
No, brown. Oh, god damn it. Bye, guys.